somewhere, at some comma or period in the story, we all kissed Lynn goodbye and sent him home with Miss Gefella. And later, we went into the dining room and had our chili with crackers while the four whites sat around. And Lyndon said, I just wanted to come out and see you because this is one of the few houses I can invite myself to at 9 o'clock at night and bring my own supper. And we all laughed. And it was that kind of bittersweet evening that good friends can have in time of trouble. It was 11 o'clock when we were back at the White House, and he wanted me to go into his office with him to take that last look at the ticker. He's never separated from the events of the day. It rolls out at him at great white sheets, and he absorbs it all, while I happily know only what intrudes upon me with irresistible demands. Lucy and Pat are staying at Mary's house, going to the theater, out to dinner. I'm so happy for them. And then on to the Bahamas sometime this week. Just when, I don't really want to know, and I understand Lucy's reasoning for not wanting to tell me. In the climate of today, with bitterness and riot, as easy and happy a little soul as she is, she does not want to advertise the time when both she and Pat will be on a plane. Some nut might put on a bomb.